This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Dr. Kelly Hunsaker, Outreach Coordinator of the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute at Florida Tech, also Dr. Robert Weaver, Director of the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute and an Associate Professor of Ocean Engineering here at Florida Tech. Eric Schwarz is back. He is the treasurer of the Sebastian Inlet Chapter of the Surfrider Foundation, and Amy Sullivan, the president of the Rotary Club of Melbourne Beach. There's a super cool event coming up, and Amy, why don't you tell us about it?
We are hosting the Southern Squall with Southern Drawl Band Concert. It's a fundraiser that will benefit the Indian River Lagoon Research Institute and Sebastian Inlet Chapter of Surfrider. We're holding that event on Saturday, March 3rd at the Inlet Oaks Event Center, which is at Sebastian Inlet Surf and Sport at 8898 South Highway A1A. It's going to be a really fun event. The band that we have is the Southern Drawl Band. They're from Tennessee area, but they travel all over the U.S. They perform Southern Rock, Trop Rock. They've won several awards for Album of the Year, Song of the Year. They're a really great performance band, high energy. And our friends at Charlie and Jake's Brewery will be providing food for purchase. And Intracoastal Brewery will be providing beer for us to sell. And all of the proceeds will go to these two wonderful organizations. We're really excited to be able to host the event. One of the causes of Rotary is clean water and sanitation. We definitely want to support our local organizations that are working so hard to make sure that we have clean water, both in the lagoon, in the ocean, and on our coastline.
Eric, tell us a little bit about the Surfrider Foundation.
We're the Sebastian Inlet Chapter of the Surfrider Foundation. The organization has been around for a little over 30 years. Started by a group of surfers, California, to preserve and protect their break in Malibu. And it's grown into an international group of activists at the grassroots level, local level, with a national that handles policy, law, and science. And in the last three decades, we've had over 300 victories to preserve the beach access and water quality for people to enjoy. And what we're going to be doing here on a local level is we're protesting and opposition to the oil drilling that President Trump has opened up the East Coast to. We have First Peak Project we're supporting, trying to fix the North Jetty to bring back the epic wave there. Rise Above Plastics program going to educate and illustrate the detriment of plastic has on the ocean quality, food chain, wildlife, and ocean-friendly restaurants, which were kicked off this year, and trying to get restaurants in line to reduce their plastic waste trail and get more sustainable methods in place.
The Indian River Research Institute, what are you going to be displaying?
And we're really grateful for this opportunity to support our science bus and the lagoon-related activities that we're able to take out to local schools and communities through the science bus.
We actually have our science bus there so we can demonstrate some of the activities that we're able to do when we go and visit festivals, events, and schools. We will have microscopes on hand, and children, adults will actually be able to see plankton. We'll also be talking about our Living Dock project, where we promote the growth of filter feeding organisms, oysters, barnacles, sponges on dock pilings in the Indian River Lagoon. Also be talking a little bit about salinity, how it varies throughout the lagoon and the ocean, and why it matters to local ecosystems.
Once again, this is the Southern Squall, Southern Drawl.
The event is going to be March 3rd at the Inlet Oaks Event Center at Sebastian Inlet Surf and Sport. That's at 8898 South Highway A1A. And we'll have parking available at Little Chapel by the Sea with complimentary shuttle service provided by Executive Shuttle. They can go to our Facebook page, that is Melbourne Beach Rotary Club, or there's also an Eventbrite page for the event, and they can get tickets there.